the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. General Motors announced earlier this week that it's ending production of its BrightDrop electric delivery vans at Ingersoll's CAMI plant, leaving hundreds of workers wondering if they are out of a job completely. Today, I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Jonathan Juha about whether CAMI will retool or be closed for good and the uncertain future of employees who are now out of work. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Not too bad. How yourself?
Good. So let's start with why GM decided to stop producing these BrightDrop vehicles. We kind of touched on this with Norman DeBono on this podcast several months ago, but what prompted this final decision?
Well, it seems to be GM is saying that it's all related to sales. The BrightDrop has not sold to the levels they were anticipating. Some industry numbers suggest they only sell about 2,000 units in Canada and the US in all of 2024. So it's a very, very small number. So many analysts are looking at it and they say, yeah, it makes sense. And just, I guess, the final nail on the coffin for that was last month, President Donald Trump in the US ended the incentive that the government had for anyone buying, like businesses and people buying electric vehicles. So GM is sort of like citing the conditions of the market, weaker than expected demand for the product and changes to the regulations in the US as sort of like the main reasons as to why they have decided to make the decision to stop producing the vehicle, right? The writing, some people believe that it was on the wall when last month as well, they announced that they were just going to keep their battery plant closed at CAMI, like that section of the plant that was producing the batteries that were used in the mm-hmm. electric vehicle van, right? Mm-hmm. And now they just made sort of like the next announcement, which was just to close it and the production of the product itself. I think what's telling that's really the reason behind it is the fact that they're not moving the production of the BrightDrop anywhere else. They're just stopping production of it altogether. So it, at least on the surface, it does really seem to be a business decision based on the poor sales of the product.
Sure. Unifor and union reps say they did not see this coming at all. Can you explain their concerns?
Well, I mean, 2025 has been already a tough year for CAMI. They have been, you know, on schedule stop work right now. For example, since the mm-hmm. spring, they decided, you know, they were going to take a summer break kind of thing. They temporarily laid off about 1,200 workers, and they were expected to resume production of the BrightDrop in October. Some of the union leaders said, you know, we could expect perhaps another delay in restarting the production of the vehicle, but they didn't expect that they were going to take such a drastic decision of actually stopping the product. What's concerning for the union perspective is that there's not another product going in. Mm-hmm. I mean, the plan was solely producing the BrightDrop, and right now they don't have any work. They don't have any work. Right. And GM has said that they're looking at possibilities and see what kind of products they could bring to assembly that plan. But that's not an easy proposition either. Obviously, they retooled that plan to create fully electric vehicles. Retooling the plan would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And with the uncertainty that still continues to be with the US and the tariffs and all of that, it just seems unlikely that GM would, according to some analysts, simply decide to bring another product there when they don't know what kind of levies they're going to face when trying to bring the products into the US. So I think the concerns from the union are warranted. GM, again, is saying they're not saying that it's a full closure, that the plant is shutting down for good, but certainly things don't look very promising at the moment.
There's no future plan right now. We're just kind of sitting in limbo.
Exactly. Yeah. And some of industry watchers, that's what they say. Like it's going to be, I mean, pending hundreds of millions of dollars in retooling, it's something that automakers are used to doing. Like every time a new vehicle is updated and redesigned completely, you have to make that investment to mm-hmm. retool the plan because you're using like a different vehicle train, everything that goes into it, the pieces and all of that. And they even have to make a lot of changes to the part supply chains and things like that. So they're mm-hmm. used to making that, and it goes cyclical every 5 and 10 years. They sort of have to make these big investments, right? Mm-hmm. And usually what they also say, it's, you know, when a product doesn't sell or things don't work out, they usually simply, you know, try to make a change at the plan and say, okay, we're going to do this. But the fact that they're saying that they don't have any plan B, anything that mm-hmm. would go into the plan, suggests again the tough environment for the auto industry in Canada right now, mm-hmm. Because they're deciding to stop and keep. I guess they're seeing it's better for them to keep the plant idle than actually bring a product there that they don't know if they're going to be able to sell, or how it's going to be impacted by tariffs, or again, if it's an electric product, what's going to happen with that in terms of sales.
We've seen Cami retool a lot in the last, decade or two, obviously, but employees must be really worried right now. I don't know if you've talked to any, but certainly the union has. What are employees thinking? What are they asking questions about? What are their concerns right now?
Well, I personally haven't had the chance to talk to any of the workers, but again, talking to the union representative, obviously all the workers are concerned. It's different. It's again because there's no plan B. There's not the statements by GM have been vague enough, I guess, not saying again we're looking at possibilities how we can use this plan, but again, it's very unusual according to experts that a company would decide just to keep the plant just sitting idle, right? So obviously they're concerned about whether they're going to be able, whether this is going to turn into a permanent closure for the plant, or whether they're going to be able to come back to work anytime soon. And both propositions also seem to be very difficult at the moment. Even if GM announced today that they would have another product to assemble at the plant, it'll probably take months before the retooling of the plant is completed. So certainly job stability is top of mind and top of concern for the hundreds of workers impacted by the decision by GM at Cami.
And they were planning to come back to work this fall, right? Until this announcement.
I mean, again, back in the spring when everyone went on sort of like on a temporary layoff, about half of those 1,200 workers were expected to come back in the fall. Then GM announced it was keeping its battery portion of the plant closed, so that dropped the number to 400 workers, because again they were gonna work on just one shift and reduce the production of the backdrop. But then again, now those 400 that were expected to return to work in November have found themselves also out of a job at the moment.
Stellantis also announced another company. Stellantis announced last week that it's moving production of the Jeep Compass from Brampton to Illinois. So they're moving to the States. Why did they announce that? How many people are affected in that case as well? So it's not just Cami that's affected by a lot of this
No,
stuff.
and we also saw news breaking Wednesday of another plant in Quebec also reducing production and moving some of its production to the US. So it's everything has to do with the trade war between Canada and the US and the tariffs on the auto sector. Even if, for the Cami plant, the decision to stop production of the BrightDrop, it's related to poor sales. The decision of not bringing a new product, analysts believe, is highly connected to the fact that there's so much uncertainty as to what's going to happen in the auto sector. You also have to keep in mind that Stellantis and GM, they're based in the US. So they also say, they have a little bit more pressure to bring production back to the US as opposed to a company like maybe Toyota, Honda, Volkswagen, and things like that. So the reality remains that unless Canada and the US can come to some sort of agreement when it comes to the auto sector during the trade talks that they're holding right now, possibility of new investment coming into Canada from US companies is very limited. And it's definitely has been a tough month for the auto sector, because you can see it's like companies are not waiting to see what the outcome is going to come. It's going to be between those trade talks. They're taking decision now and they're trying to take some of that production to the US. So it's definitely the auto sector. It's in a tough spot right now.
What has Doug Ford said about this? Because Ontario gave a lot of money for Cami to retool for these BrightDrop vehicles. So what has Doug Ford been saying about this?
Yeah, you're right. So, and it was not only the province and the federal government, they both pitched $259 million each back in 2022, if I'm not mistaken, to help GM both retooling of its plant in Ingersoll and the one in Oshawa. So it's a lot of money. Doug Ford, again, he said he was disappointed by the decision. He said that he understands or attributed that the reasoning behind that is the low sales of the vehicle itself. But he said that they're working hard to try to secure a product to come into the plant, and he even threatened to sue GM if they fail on their commitments to the government. Obviously, those were just some remarks that he made on Tuesday, the day the news broke about GM's decision. The government has not elaborated more on that, but they say that they're trying to work with GM to figure out a way to reactivate the plant, bring a product there. But it's again, it's a difficult environment. There's just so much you can do, I guess.
What do auto analysts and experts, in the in that sector saying about maybe the future of Canadian auto manufacturing? What kinds of things should we focus on? Because, we're in the middle of these trade talks, but in the meantime, we still have to make money. We still got to keep stuff going. People still need to have jobs and be employed. We don't know how long these talks are going to take. What's the future of the Canadian auto manufacturing, or what's the immediate future, I guess? What should we be
Well, they,
focusing on?
I, some of them believe that the governments, both the federal and the provincial government here in Ontario, they should be focusing on strengthening the relationship with the automakers that are not based in the U.S. You know, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, because they say, you know, they're not, they don't have the same pressures that Detroit-based companies are facing from the Trump administration, right? But still, the reality is, at the end of the day, Canada needs to secure a deal in some shape or form with the US that gives certainty to the companies to continue their investments, right? Obviously, it's difficult for a company to simply, you know, they have made big investments like, you know, the Toyota plant in Woodstock, the investment that Volkswagen is making in the battery plant here in St. Thomas. So it's not like they can easily just walk away from those commitments and the millions of dollars they have already invested in the country. But they need some certainty. Definitely, that's the main factor. Otherwise, you are, you know, dealing with the possibility of more production moving south of the border. That's definitely a real possibility. And of not more investment coming in. So securing a trade deal, it's sort of like the key factor. And the sooner you do it, the better the governments will be able to protect the jobs that are still here.
Federal and provincial politicians have promised a response group. You touched on a little bit of this already, but they're going to push for new production at CAMI as best they can, I guess. But do we have any details on this? Do we know what a response group entails? What might happen?
Federal Industry Minister Melanie Joly mentioned that they were working with Premier Ford and the Ontario government to create that group. They haven't provided since Tuesday many more details, but I guess the strategy is to see what the government can do to, again, protect the jobs that are already here and try to bring some of that production back so the commitments that both the federal government and the provincial government have made into the auto sector don't go to waste. I'm assuming that they're also going to be looking at, you know, as Ford said, any legal actions that they could take to try to recoup the millions of taxpayer money that they put into these companies. But we're still scanning on details. We don't really know what that's going to look like, if we're talking about incentives or what the next steps are going to be. But definitely, the auto sector is certainly under siege right now. It's in a difficult spot, and it all stems directly and indirectly from the policies that are coming out of the United States.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely keep an eye on your stories on this because it certainly affects a lot of people in this region. But thanks for joining us today, Jonathan. You can check out his stories on all of this. You've got a lot of them on this topic at lfpress.com.
Thank you for having me.